Barbara here, and I wanted to pop in and talk to you about work-life balance today. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the term work-life balance because to me, it's all life. It's all to do with your day, and I don't particularly like the idea of just compartmentalizing work and home. After all, we do so much more than that, don't we, in our lives? So why don't we throw absolutely everything into the mix? Why is it just work and home? So that's just my view. However, for today, I do want to talk about feeling out of kilter, that you might be spending too much time doing work and not enough time doing anything else, because I've had a lot of these conversations over the past few months of feeling like work's just taken over your life, and you just want to readdress that. So I just wanted to jump in and chat to you about that this week. And it's about feeling in harmony throughout your day. And that's really, really important, because as the saying goes, you know, all work and no play makes Barbara really dull and bored and fed up. I know that's not the true ending of that phrase, but you get the idea. And yes, you might want to spend a lot more time doing your work. You might really love your work. And I can relate to that, because I do like spending a lot of time on my work. But there are moments when you just get that feeling that you're doing too much of a good thing. Yeah, you're doing too much of one thing at the expense of everything else. And that's the trick there, of knowing when you need to make some changes. It's when you do get that feeling of, you know what, I'm doing too much of this and I need to kind of readdress that. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this week's post. So if this is where you're at, don't worry, we've all been there. I have been there so many times, and it's just about... I just want to give you a few tips to get you back on track. So tip number one is have a go at mentally walking through your entire day and just having a bit of a sense check about where your problems are. So let me tell you where the reason behind this is. So often, in fact, more often than not, we go about our days on autopilot. We don't tend to think too much about it. We get up, we get moving, we do everything until we go back to bed at the other end. And so we don't spend an awful lot of time thinking about where we need to make any shifts or any changes or put any fixes in place. Instead, we just kind of put up with things that might have become, you know, the norm, and we just crack on. So I want to encourage you to just mentally spend a few moments mentally walking through your day and just seeing where you might need to make some shifts and some changes. So examples that I've got are, you might have found yourself getting in the habit of checking your phone as soon as you open your eyes on a morning. So you might open your eyes and then just reach out for the phone and then start checking it before you've even taken your head off the pillow. You might find that you've got into the habit of, I don't know, checking your emails while you're watching TV or whilst you're eating dinner or cooking dinner. Again, it might be a phone thing. You might check your phone whilst you're putting your kids to bed. And these are habits that you might have just fallen into. So mentally walk through your day and just see where you've got some habits that have started leaking into your home life, and make a note of it and start putting those fixes in place. So that's point number one. Now, point number two is start to replace some of those out-of-date habits. Now, I call these habits out-of-date habits. We've all got them. At one point or another, they'd have served you well, but now they don't. So, but yet we still do them, and we still accept them as the norm, and we still kind of, we own them. But you don't have to. You know, if they don't work for you anymore, it's time to make some changes and just get rid of them forever. So once you've looked at what where you want to make some changes, just decide how you want to make some changes. What are you going to do instead? So if you're not checking your phone, you know, in bed, what would actually make that make you stop doing that. So is it about you putting your phone in a different room? Or a lot of people say to me, you know what, Barbara, I can't do that because I use the phone as an alarm clock. So you've got two choices there. You can actually buy a really cheap old-fashioned alarm clock, you know, one of those little ones, that battery powered ones that you can get, and replace and stop using your phone. Or you can put your phone at the other end of the room, so you actually have to get up out of bed to go and see it, so it stops you from checking your phone whilst you're still in bed. So have a look at what you're going to do to replace some of these old out of date habits, and you'll be surprised just how sometimes it's the smallest of changes that can give, reap the biggest rewards. So it doesn't have to be revolutionary, it just has to work for you. So think about what you're going to do instead to replace that out-of-date habit. And remember that replacing out-of-date habits takes time. It's not always going to be a quick fix. So just go easy on yourself, and just remember that if you forget, that's not a reason to quit and say, you know what, that didn't work for me. If you forget, just start again. Just go, oh, yeah, I forgot today. I'm going to start again straight away. And just keep going and keep at it. So that's tip number two, is replace some out-of-date habits that you might have accumulated along the way. So tip number three is explain to the people around you what your plans are. So this might be your family, it might be your work colleagues. Just share your plans. So explain to your team that you're not going to be answering any emails after a certain time. But if they're, you know, something is urgent, then obviously they can contact you, but that you're not going to be answering emails. Explain to your family what your plans are, so they can hold you accountable. And if you've got kids, tell your kids as well, because you will be amazed at how brilliant kids are at holding you accountable. If you tell your kids that you're not allowed to check your phone after a certain time, they will make sure that you are not checking your phone at a certain time. So that is tip number three, is share your plans with the people around you. And number four is have something amazing to do in the evenings. Often when we're finding it difficult to switch and get our days back on track and maybe not spend as much time working, a great thing to do is to just book yourself out in the evening. So you might want to join a club or start a hobby that you've always wanted to have a go at, or even just, you know, go for a walk or go to the pictures. You know, when you've got something else to do, you'll be, it'll always kind of help you take your mind off work. So that is tip number four, is have something good to do in the evenings. But the final tip is look at the benefits that doing all this is going to have for you. With everything that you're doing, when you're clear on the benefits and what you want to get out of something, you'll find that your success rate just skyrockets. So have a think about, what are the benefits going to be for you and your family? How do you want to feel instead of the way that you feel right now? What is it that you want to achieve by doing this work? And once you've got clear on that, you're going to be so much more motivated. So those are my five tips on how to get your day back on track and get more work-life balance. And I would love to know what your tips are. So let me know by leaving a comment, and I will see you next week. Have a great week. Take care. Bye.